Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, it's a critical game. It really is. One that Ray Dittinger this week on our show. I don't agree with Ray on this, but Ray said, in his opinion, it is a must-win game for the Eagles. Had Dallas won week one, maybe I'd be more apt to go there. Dallas did not win. So I don't think it's a must-win game, but Ray thinks it is. It clearly is, according to the oddsmakers, a toss-up. The line's been tossing around left and right all week. It's crazy. It's back to a pick 'em now. Where do you stand on this one and why? 215-592-9494. And as we get further away from last Sunday, now 5 days, and closer to this Sunday, now 2 days, which mindset for you is the prevailing mindset? The one that says, well, I saw what happened 5 days ago. The Eagles stunk, maybe stink, and will probably lose to the Rams. Or the one that says, look, Peterson's beat McVay twice, and got to shake off last week. It's a week-to-week league. Eagles probably bounce back and win the game. Plus, they get Miles Sanders back.
Maybe you realize Wayne how crazy Johnson that sounds, up. Saying Peterson has beat McVay twice?
Yes, John. Yes.
I mean, he is. He's 2-0 against him. I mean, facts. I mean, how is that crazy to say?
John, let's be real. Just a fact. That loss by McVay 2 years ago was a bad loss by them. I mean, the Eagles
do we say now, like, the loss by Peterson?
The loss by Peterson on Sunday was a bad one.
Like, okay.
It is a fact, John. It is a fact. That
yeah, it's a fact, but you realize you're manipulating the facts to make it sound more advantageous for the Eagles.
I don't agree
with
you
talking
on
that.
Peterson losing to McVay on two separate occasions in separate years.
How about this? How about
separate years?
About,
like you're saying that's a trend?
John, how about McVay's
it's not a trend.
How about he's not?
We were the best team in the NFL in 2017. We proved it. You know, like that I'd say that stands alone.
Well, I'll say this. How about McVay's not Belichick plus Lombardi plus Landry plus Shula all rolling?
But McVay's a better coach than Doug.
According to you, he is.
Let's go to the phones. 215-592.
Apparently not just me.
94-94. We kick it off with Josh and Manioc. Josh.
Boys, I hear you. Guess who also knows that these 0-2 against Doug Peterson? It's Sean McVay, all right? I absolutely agree with John. This offensive line has more holes in it than the Phillies bullpen. They are. I said it last week to a bunch of friends. I said, you know what? The offensive line worries me. I hate to say it, but that football team may knock off the Eagles. And they said, you're crazy. And then for the first half, I looked pretty stupid. And then just started not smiling, but just continues to see it. Now, maybe Doug Peterson's vanilla offense, we have some screen passes. Maybe a draw? Oh, my God. That could do something. But against Aaron Donald and the L.A. Rams, they're coming and they're hunting. You know, I really think that all comes Sunday night, a lot of people will be thinking about jumping off the Walt Whitman and Ben Franklin after seeing the Eagles go 0-2.
Well, I hope not, man. And listen, I understand your pessimism. It's where I was on Monday. I'm torn on this one.
It doesn't sound like you're torn. It sounds like you are committed convincing yourself that the Eagles are the better team here.
I'm trying.
Like, do you really – can you say that? Can you say the Eagles are a better team than the Rams are?
I can say this. They actually don't have to be the better team to win the game.
So that's what you're counting on?
No,
you're counting
John,
on the worst team to win the game?
John, hold on. The lesser
hold
team
on, hold on, hold on. Are the Eagles a better team than the Rams?
I don't know. I'll say I don't know. I'll say I don't know. But again, John, I'll go back to this. The lesser team wins in pro football a lot of times.
Is that what you're counting on? You're counting on the lesser team to win?
I don't know. I'm telling you I'm torn. You're pushing me like I'm saying the Eagles are going to win. You're not hearing me. I'm not saying the Eagles are going to win. I'm saying I'm freaking torn.
I'm saying you're trying to convince yourself. You're saying you're torn, but you really want to say the Eagles can win this game?
Oh, I'd love to say that if I believed it. That's not where I am right now. Let's go to the phones and talk to Scott, who's with us. Scott, you're up on 94 WIP. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? John, you need to get some help, man. The depression from you these last 3 months is just killing me. First of all, let's start off with the Cowboys. The Cowboys right now are one of the most overhyped teams in the NFL. First of all, their linebacking core is so much weaker than they get credit for. I don't know if you've watched them the last 2 years, but Jalen Smith is a weakness on that defense. Vander Esch cannot stay healthy. He might be an injury away from retirement right now because of that neck. Their offensive line is missing Lynell Collins, Travis Frederick. I don't know if you've noticed, Tyron Smith is now on the injury report. They might be missing three All-Pros. Amari Cooper hasn't been Amari Cooper in 2 years. their secondary is kind of a joke. I had to hear you talk about Anthony Brown all offseason. Anthony Brown's a joke. And not even just that, hyping up Gerald McCoy. Gerald McCoy got injured because he's 39 years old. You talk about Alden Smith. Alden Smith hasn't had double-digit sacks in 8 years.
That's hey, Alden Smith was the best defender on the field for the Dallas Cowboys against the Rams.
Yeah.
Alden Smith was the best defender. And that was his first game in how long? I guarantee he'll be a lot better. And by the way, some of this stuff that you're saying, yeah, this is purely slanted towards you hate Dallas. And we all do. But you have to separate your hatred for Dallas from the reality of the situation. You're saying Tyron Smith's hurt. Well, guess what? So is Jason Peters. Lane Johnson is also hurt. Lane Johnson's coming back from having surgery and trying to play.
This division is wide open, John. It's wide open. The Cowboys aren't any better than anybody else in this division.
I guess that will all play out, won't it? I mean, how much longer? How many losses?
DeMarcus Lawrence has been this great defense end. He's had 5 sacks in 2 years.
DeMarcus Lawrence is better than everything that we have at defensive end. So is Alden Smith.
He may be better than everything, but he's also overrated. He doesn't play the run every down.
I don't care if he's overrated. He's better than what we have.
All right, Scott, man, Scott came in strong.
Coming in hot.
Oh, boy.
It's right. Just delusional. Like, it's great to be a fan and to want the Eagles to win, but that only goes so far. You have to face the reality of like, we have to be a lot better. I'm not saying we won't be.
It sounds like you are. It sounds like it's an impossibility in your mind that the Eagles win on Sunday, and it's not an impossibility.
I've said repeatedly today,
yeah, he did.
It is not impossible that the Eagles win on Sunday.
Yeah. All right, we go to Justin. Justin, you're on WIP.
Joseph, John, always a pleasure. Jimmy. Hey, I got a question for each one of you guys. And, John, I think your answer is going to be a little shorter, so I'll hit you first. But, Joe, I do have a follow-up question for you, okay?
Sure.
So, John, what would you have needed to see this past Sunday for you to feel good going into this week? Because I feel like they could have won 45-0 last week, and you would have said, Washington's no good, and we're going to lose this game. And I love you, John, but you are being pretty pessimistic.
What would I need to see? I'd need to see our offensive line protect our quarterback. That's probably first on the list. I would need to see us incorporate the running game. I mean, like, us establish a running game. I still don't know that we can do that. I do think Miles Sanders coming back helps a lot. And I think we'll commit more to the running game because Miles Sanders is in the lineup. I would have liked to have seen the quarterback that we just played was awful. Haskins is terrible. And we gave him short fields. We couldn't stop him when it really mattered, I guess. The jury's still out on our defense. Like, I think our defense is the better of the two sides of the ball right now. But I wanted to see Doug be a different creative Doug. Like, Doug who was pushing the envelope and moving things forward and putting defenses on their heels where they didn't know how to line up, where they weren't sure what they were looking at. And we didn't see that.
Well, it's a thin line, John, between aggressive and foolhardy. You probably know that better than most of us, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, so, Joe, I got a question for you, and
sure.
I'm just going to take you on a logical line of reasoning here. And
okay.
If you agree with all my supporting points, then you have to come to the same conclusion as I do, okay? Do you agree with that?
I gotta conclude to come to an inconclusion. Is that what you said?
I said if I give you logical arguments and you agree to all the supporting points, shouldn't you come to the same conclusion as I do?
Well, I can't agree to conclude to come to an inconclusion, but I'll listen to you and I'll follow along and I'll do my best.
Okay, last year, Carson, with a good line and unproductive receivers, was not that great. Last year, Carson, with a good line and productive receivers, was pretty good. This year, Carson and productive receivers, but a bad line equals not so good. What changed in there? The line. The line is no good. You can't hold Carson accountable for things that the deficiencies that the line has. I agree with you, Joe. I watched this past week, and I got to say, for the first time, your poisoned reasoning came into my head. And I said, you know what? Carson has a lot of glaring weak points that he needs to work on to get to the next level. He's not elite. He needs to work harder to get to that next level. That being said, you cannot be an elite quarterback and have a terrible line. It doesn't work. Find a combination like that in history. Let me know who it is.
Well, it's rare. I mean, Russell Wilson, and Justin, I appreciate the call. Russell Wilson certainly has had great success behind some, I would call them, below average lines. Now, whether they're truly weak in Seattle these last 3-4 years, I can't quite say that, but I know Seattle's line has been below average. I also don't subscribe to one of your parts of that equation there is that the Eagles, I forget the exact word you said, but the wide receivers being improved. You might have said good receivers this year. We don't know that yet. You know, there's probably a good chance the Eagles' wide receivers are below average this year. Doesn't mean like they stink like last year, but Deshaun, if Rager's your two, and Greg Ward's your three, and Ortega Whiteside's your four, they're probably a below average group of wide receivers. I understand that the line affects the quarterback, but I also know, and this is where I think people sometimes get soft in Philadelphia sports as fans, I also know that this guy, Carson Wentz, was supposed to be exceptional, and is not. And so I'm not asking you to say Carson stinks, because I'm not saying Carson stinks. I'm asking you to realize what I'm telling you is Carson's been a disappointment lately. Because, you know, if you haven't noticed, Carson's been a disappointment lately based on what he was supposed to be. 215-592-9494. By the way, we have a $50 gift card to give away. We have a copy of NBA 2K21 video game to give away today. That's right. NBA 2K21 is a celebration of every part of the basketball culture, the game, the clothes, the music, everything is game with NBA 2K21, now out on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Stadia, rated E for everyone. John, it was back on this date in 1964. I remember this show used to pop up on TV from time to time when I was a kid. You don't see it much anymore, unless it's like channel 7,322. But The Addams Family debuted as a television show on this date back in 1964, now over 50 years ago. Of course, it is one of many TV shows through the years that were later adapted and became a movie. Probably not the best, probably not the worst, maybe somewhere in between. Been in honor of the Addams Family's transition from TV show to movie. John, I'd ask you, I'd ask James, and I'd ask everyone today, because there are a lot of good answers out there. John, looking today for the best movie based on a television show. All sorts of movies over the last 2, 3, 4 decades have been based on TV shows over the last 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 decades. John, when you think of a great TV show, when you think of a great movie, or maybe the best one, based on a TV show, what answer comes to mind for you?
Well, this isn't the best one, but we mentioned it on the show, I think it was yesterday.
Okay.
Starsky and Hutch was a really funny movie.
It was.
Got Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
Just do it.
I think it was underrated.
Just do it. It is. It's underrated. It's a really funny movie.
Yeah.
I'm right with you.
Starsky and Hutch. Seltzer, what do you got? We're looking for a movie based on a television show.
What I think is the funniest movie in the history of movies, the hardest I've ever laughed in a movie theater, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Okay. Goes to the South Park variety. Look, yeah. Hit us up here, 215-592-9494. Best answer by the end of the show wins a copy of NBA 2K21 video game. A movie based on a TV show. John, I'll give you one that is clearly not a winning answer. And it was basically, it was the unusual variety because it was a spoof. It was a movie spoof of a television show. And that would be a movie from about 20 years ago with Shelley Long and some others known as the Brady Bunch movie, which basically made fun of.
Yeah.
But also at the same time celebrate it. It was okay. It was okay.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I mean, it was okay in its ridiculousness.
Yeah.
All right, hit us up here, 215-592-9494. Best answer wins the video game. A movie based on a TV show. We go to the phones. We go to Ron in Pottstown. Ron, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. John,
hey, Ron.
I tend to agree with you this morning. If you just look and take your heart out of it, the Rams have a better roster than we do. And for every kid out there that is undersized and played football, I was just watching tape of Aaron Donald. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh. He's 6 foot. They list him at 280. I don't know if he's 280. And every guard out there, he just does that swim move. I watched him take a tackle, throw him into the backfield. He tied up four people one time.
Yeah.
And actually had the four linemen going backwards. Who can do? I mean, Fletcher Cox should be embarrassed when he watches.
He's got a combination of moves and strength, which is something Reggie White had.
Explosiveness.
And explosiveness. Yeah. 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 He's real, like,
toughness.
He's not only a Hall of Famer. He's a high level, historic high level Hall of Famer.
He's
really awesome.
Unbelievable. I really worry about him on Sunday. So if you look at it with just analytical ways, I mean, they just have more talent than we do. And I pray that the Eagles can win, but on paper they have more talent than we do. And John, I have to give you credit for looking at it that way. The Eagles have to get Carson out of the pocket.
Yep, absolutely.
And we got to run the ball. You can't throw the ball 50 times and run the ball 16 times. You can't win that way in the NFL.
Yeah, it's been bad. All right, Ron, what do you got for a great movie based on a TV show?
Well, for a little help from the friend, I came up with The Fugitive.
Fugitive's a real good answer, man. Because that was a really good movie, mid-90s. Really an interesting movie, too, because you're rooting for the guy who's being chased, but you also respect the guy that's chasing him because Tommy Lee Jones really thinks he's got the right guy.
It's such a good movie.
It is.
Nominated for Best Picture. When he's hanging off, about to go off the cliff, and he's like, I didn't kill my wife.
Yeah.
And Tommy Lee Jones is like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Amazing movie.
It is. It really is a great one. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, who wins on Sunday? A, the Eagles, B, the Rams. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly hit us up on the phone lines as well and tell us why you're feeling whichever side of that you're feeling. 215-592-9494. Also, up ahead, the Phillies with their latest pathetic ball game. It has become a charade of a season, and it has become embarrassing. It really has. We'll get to what the Phillies did last night and where they go from here. Doubleheader today. It's all up ahead. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Football is here. Plus, baseball and playoff action continues. Many of you have already joined me and set up your Parx Casino Sportsbook app accounts. It just makes the games more fun. I go with the home team, and I have the home field advantage when it comes to my sports betting app from Parx Casino and Sportsbook. My guys, my team at Parx Casino Sportsbook, they're right here in Bucks County. Your action and your money are safe and secure on their easy-to-use sports betting app, the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the state of Pennsylvania. Sign up now. Get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Here's a wager idea. You got the home opener in Philadelphia. Bet $100 on Philadelphia to score first and win the game. And if they do both, it pays you $200. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. That's JRWIP to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. parxcasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. The Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.